I think a lot of people may not actually be familiar with Supreme Court and what its role is in the Commonwealth. If you could just start by real briefly explaining to folks what's the most important thing that the Supreme Court does.
But I think an important part of the Supreme Court, and one of the reasons I'm running, is because the Justice of Pennsylvania affects the administration of justice and has authority over the judicial system in appointing the members to various boards and commissions that really run the court system overall. I mean, the individual judges make their own decisions, but it's the administrative policies and procedures that the Supreme Court has authority over that's very important, and that's one of the reasons I'm running for Supreme Court.
In your opinion, what are the key qualifications to be a Supreme Court judge?
Well, I really feel that, first of all, I've had the highest recommendation of the Pennsylvania Bar Evaluation Commission. I think that's important, that you'd be highly recommended. Second, and that's because they do an extensive background search and record check, records, and they ask people in your community and other colleagues about you and about your record. But I really feel that as a Justice of Pennsylvania, you should have hands-on knowledge of the court system. And that is not only how a trial takes place and what happens at the trial level, but also how the system operates and what's important in the system to make it operate fairly and appropriately for the citizens that we serve.
So there's three candidates in the Republican primary. What would you say sets you apart from your competitors?
Well, I think in a primary, Republicans are looking to elect someone that can win. And no one has ever won from the West. My two competitors are from Western Pennsylvania. That's on a political basis in terms of deciding which candidate to choose. For 40 years, there has never been a Western Pennsylvania elected as a Republican to the Supreme Court. And so you have to look at geography and where the votes are, because we want to get a Republican candidate that can win in November. And so I think that sets me apart just in the geography. There's no one from the Southeast on this ticket to balance the Republican ticket. On a professional level, I think my involvement as an administrative judge, my record of proven accomplishments to solve problems for people, and my willingness to be open and transparent with the court system, you know, maybe televising or recording the hearings of the Supreme Court and opening the system so that we can ask the people, what are the problems of the judicial system and how can we as justices serve you better by solving them?
There was the recent case in Luzerne County where judges took bribes and sent kids to jail. The Supreme Court, as you just mentioned, administers the court system. So I wondered, how do you feel this particular case reflected on the court system, and what can the Supreme Court do to make it better?
Well, that was a real travesty, a sad situation, because as you may know from my biography and record, I led the family court division from 1996 to 2000 in Philadelphia. We had no such scandals at all during those years. I was very proud of that record with our judges. But, you know, I think the first problem was when it was reported, it should have been acted on quickly. Something should have been done when the report came in that there was some kind of a problem. And I think that's an administrative kind of snafu, if you will. But I also think that once they did find out what was going on, appropriate steps are being taken to look into that problem to make sure that doesn't happen again. And I think this is what we have to do. We have to, but we, more importantly, I think in the future, we have to try to look at things before they happen and find out what our courts are doing. And I think that's one of the areas that I'm going to push with my fellow justices. We don't have to wait till something happens. There's a lot of things we can look at in the system by reaching down from the Supreme Court to the public, to the business community, to the members of the legislature, to people in an open and transparent way to give confidence to the citizens that we're looking into things that are problems in the system. I mean, there are problems in the system now that we don't know about. I mean, if you don't know about it, you can't act on it as members of the Supreme Court.
Well, how specifically would you reach down and get feedback from the people?
Well, first, I would suggest that we would talk to the president, judges, and the members, all the members of the president, judges, and their courthouses, and find out various aspects of how certain procedures are being done, because I think we need a unified system. We need it done. Everybody has to be working the same way in a fair, honest manner in terms of administering the system. In other words, are all kids represented by lawyers? That's the first question in every county. It wasn't done in Luzerne County. It is done in Philadelphia County. I don't know if it's done that way in other counties throughout the Commonwealth. There could be other counties that kids are not properly represented at that level. And there may be reasons for that, but they may or may not be. Do we know that? And then I think we should be talking to the Bar Association folks more often, inviting them to participate in a forum and discussion. What's happening? What do the lawyers feel about this operation or that operation of the court system? And I think that we can reach people and get ideas. It's sort of like, asking the public, how do you view the court system? What are the problems? And how can we improve them? Because we serve ultimately the people. So we should hear what the people have to say about our system.
One of the reasons this election is getting some attention is that in 2010 there'll be a census, and after that there'll be legislative redistricting. So Pennsylvania has some gerrymandered districts. It's probably safe to say that the Democrats and the Republicans are kind of satisfied with the status quo. What can the Supreme Court do to ensure that citizens are fairly represented in elections?
As to redistricting, let me say, I have to follow the Constitution. As a Supreme Court justice, I'm one of seven if elected, and I would sit and be fair about any issue that came before the court. As far as redistricting, in terms of what the Constitution says and how it should be done, I think we have to listen to both sides and get an honest appraisal of how it should be done, but go be guided by the Constitution.
The last legislative pay raise made voters really mad. Those circumstances were in some ways tied to the judiciary. So knowing this, under what circumstances, if you were elected, would you take a pay raise?
Well, I have to be honest. I never sought a pay raise, never asked for one from a legislature or anyone else. I took the job for public service. It was paying a lot less when I first started in 1990 than what I was making as an attorney at the time. It wasn't an issue of the money. It's what I wanted to do and how I thought I could serve. And based on my experience, most judges feel that way. I think that should have been done in an open manner. I think that the fact that it was done late at night with the legislature, whether it was involved with members of the judiciary who were on the Supreme Court or not, I don't know exactly, but I don't think that was the right way to handle it. And probably the public, when the public is educated about what the judge's salaries are and what the issues are versus, the budget and all the things that they have to look at to weigh, that's what upset most people. Because to just jam any pay raise for any public official down the public's on the public's plate or whatever is inappropriate. So I have to take a pay raise because it's authorized and it's given and a decision has been rendered based upon it. But I had no part in asking for one, and so I'm not asking for a pay raise. I don't need a pay raise. I never sought the job for the financial aspects of it. And, I think that the public ought to know what's going on in advance and have a say in it. And I think the legislature may have acted differently if they would have put it before the public in an open and transparent way. And if the judiciary was part of that and not doing it, that's not the right way to handle it. I would not handle it that way.
All right. Well, Judge Panafinto, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much. It was nice being on your program, and wish all your listeners well, and God bless.
Okay, take care.